The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
All right. One more time, give the Lord a resounding clap. Thank you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now I will be tying up this subject matter. And then as I wrap up, I'm going to give a few announcements. Is that okay now? Don't forget, in the month of December, we are having what? Number one, we're having 12-hour stretch of prayers. Is that okay now? Are you excited about that? 12 solid hours in God's presence. All right, then we're going to be having what next? Book reviews. Is that okay now? We'll be coming to sit as God's people, and then we'll learn. All right? We'll do what? We'll learn. So, the books that we'll be reviewing will be released this week. All right, so you can start reading ahead, and then when we come back together, we begin to review on Saturdays. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Now, you didn't sound excited. Give the Lord a big hand if you're excited. Now, let me show you two scriptures quickly. Today I have, there are a lot of things we need to share, we need to speak on. Alright? It's more like I have three different subject matters to teach on. But we're going to fix them together. Loads of things for us to talk about. And I trust God to help us. Can I hear a big amen to that? Trust God to help us. Now look at it. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Luke 10 from verse 1. Oh Lord, help us. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. And he sent them two and two before his face into every city and every place whither himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that it will send forth laborers into the harvest. Is that okay now? So you see that there is a desire in the heart of God. Get that as a foundation. There is a desire in the heart of God that is beyond crowd. What did I say? There is a desire in the heart of God that is beyond what? Crowd. While the intentions of God is to, at the end of the day, reach out to crowd. But there is a desire fundamentally that is beyond crowd. So, Jesus appointed 70. Alright, and he sent them two by two. Two and two. That is two each. You can also see something similar to this in Matthew chapter number 10. Alright, it's also a time of commissioning. But not the full commission. He was sending them while he was still with them. Is that okay now? So he sent them two by two to go into the city, but Jesus had the burden and was expressing the burden in verse 2. Verse 2 now. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great. The harvest is truly what? Great. What is the harvest? Alright? The reaping of the world. The harvest itself is truly great, but anywhere you see the word but, it shows that something is not too fine. But the laborers are few. We have harvest. It is interesting. But there's something that is much more interesting to note. The harvest would have been a good news if we have laborers. The harvest would have been something interesting. And that will lead me to the first point I need to let you understand. Revival does not start with crowd. The effect helps the crowd. The revival everywhere does not start with crowd. Please note that. Are you following me? Oh Lord, help me. Now look up. Let's teach, right? Let's look at this. How do you differentiate the crowd from laborers? How do you differentiate the crowd from laborers? Do you understand that? We have the crowd. When the children of Israel left Egypt, Scripture said that mixed multitude followed them. It was those mixed multitude that put them in trouble on several occasions. They began to lust after foreign gods. They started missing the garlics, the melons, the cucumbers that they were seeing in Egypt. They brought foreign gods with them. The mixed multitude. They are not established individuals. They are opportunists. That's not a bad thing. I'm going somewhere. The issue is that they are not firm. They are not rooted. Are you following what I'm saying here? So let me give you an instance. If something breaks open in the city of Ibadan and all of a sudden, every tradition idol worshiper, every traditionalist, every Muslim in this city, all of a sudden, starts saying that we want to serve Jesus. Now that's a massive harvest of souls. Is that okay now? As beautiful as this sounds, as much as this can be a desire in the heart of many, it is not something interesting until we now have strong hands that understand how to get men rooted and established. All right? And how do we know those men? First, they themselves are rooted and established. Are you following what I'm saying there? They themselves are what? Rooted and what? Established. You know the crowd from their desires. While true disciples ask for more of their master, the crowd asks for the hand of the master. While true disciples ask for his presence, the crowd asks for present things, materials. Are you following what I'm saying now? The crowd look for what they can get in Jesus. The crowd is not bothered, they are not bothered with the spiritual climate of an environment. The crowd is not bothered with the number of people in that environment is flat. But the number of people in that environment who are not saved. The crowd is not bothered. Alright? With the doctrinal accuracy in that environment. The crowd is not bothered with the rate at which the Lordship of Jesus is established. What the crowd is bothered about is what they have or don't have. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, as long as we have, this is the general desire in the body of Christ, it's still a sign that there is a need for more laborers. Laborers who understand that the ripening of the harvest calls for more work, not for relaxation. Laborers who understand that once there is an outbreak in an environment, then there is a need for us to get our hands busy. If a laborer gets into a campus where the righteousness of God is not established, what is Saul looking for is men of like passion, that they can function together. Are you following what I'm saying? A crowd can be lost. Somebody in the crowd can be lost. Can be lost with the fact that there are beautiful babes on that campus. Are you aware that there are believers that they might be burning while people are burning together, but it is dangerous for them to be left alone? As long as we are many, as long as there is corporate prayers, they will pray. As long as there is corporate fasting, they will fast. As long as there is corporate study of the word, they will study. The danger happens when they are left alone. That's still part of the crowd. A true laborer first has been established. Say it, established. Say it again, established. Say it again, established. Say it again, established. They are men who are rooted. Their Christianity is not determined by environment. They condition their environment. This is what is missing. Their Christianity is not determined by environment. They what? Condition it. When they get to a place, the place will rise to meet the temperature gradient of the spirit within them. They don't cool off to align what is on ground. They raise everything to that measure. That's a laborer. Whilst we have plenty noise, people like these are very few. Please admit it. People that have come to a point in God that if left alone, they are standing. Everything that functions through connection. By being left alone, I don't mean isolation. I'm talking about if they happen to find themselves in a place where they are face to face with sin, the same way what Joseph saw and Potiphar's wife could be an opportunity for somebody in the crowd, but a distraction for a laborer. Are you following what I'm saying? Is it clear? What I'm saying, is it really clear? Do you understand what I'm saying now? That I myself, all the practices, the things that I do, they are function of revelation in Christ. They don't change because people are kind or bad, or you know what I'm saying, or environment is cool. Now let me ask you a question. What happens if something happens, a level of duty calls you up and takes you to an environment where even if you fall every day into sexual sin, it's a lifestyle there and not something bad. There's nobody that will look at you and say, brother, so and so has fallen. Everyone are already on their faces. If you get to such place and you can stand, and in that to arise, you can help men to arise also, then you are a laborer. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is that until a man is brought out from this crowd, the crowded sphere, and brought into that place where we have few men standing, anyone in the crowd goes where the crowd are going. But the laborer stays where the harvest is ready. Meaning that at some point in your life, your decision of where to go, where to live, what to do, is no longer about what suits you. It's about what suits the purpose of the master. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hold on. Meaning that you get to a point where you are no longer and can never anymore be in the category of people that have the luxury of access to free will. Free will in the sense that they can wake up one morning and decide that Nigeria is not the place for me again. The next place now is Indonesia. Now, please get me. I know there are many of you here who probably are planning to travel out. Please. I'm not saying, I'm going to balance it. I'm not saying if you have that plan now, you're among the crowd. No. But I'm saying that what takes, what forms the basis of that decision is not me first. It is the agenda of God first. If it benefits me and it will destroy the agenda of God, I can forego it. Until there is a sense of duty tying you down, I beg to differ that that's not the life of a laborer yet. It is that serious. The assignment of a laborer is location specific. Look up. I would have loved for you to please close your note. Close your note, everybody. Let me talk to you. I need you to close that note so that you will have to compulsorily lock yourself up and listen to this again, then write. Lock your note. Look up. What God wants to do with you, are you following what I'm saying? Let me put the balance. It doesn't matter how much we teach this. All believers, it is the desire of God to extend the invitation to be a laborer one way or the other. But it is not necessarily everyone that will have to be in the same location to do the job. But what I'm saying is, you have come to a point of maturity in God that the basis for deciding environment is not what it has to offer me first. But I know that my life has been poured out as an offering. Whatever it is I've been offered to and for, the basis for choosing where to stay and what to do is that which glorifies that cause. Meaning that I have come to a point in God that I am no longer going to be able to have access to that free decision to do for greener pasture. As far as I'm concerned, I am no longer looking for my purpose. I don't have a purpose. What I'm interested now in is the purpose of God for my life. I used to have a purpose. That's why I went to school and I studied what I studied. I was going to go that direction. But when it is an encounter, you come in closure with it, counteract the direction of your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now talk to me. What I'm saying, is it too tough? And this rationale will affect every aspect of your life. One of them is, you can no longer choose life partner based on looks. In fact, you may have to cry several times because there is someone that matches all your specifications by looks. But there is a king that God has crowned. Let me say this. Oh Lord, help me. Help all my listeners. When you come to a point like this, the rationale for that decision is the agenda of God. First for my life, then generally for the body of Christ. Because my life has been poured out as an offering, if something suits me as an individual in my fallen state, but does not add any value to what Christ has died and resurrected for, I can truly let it go. Because myself too have been poured out as an offering. If I'm a student and this invitation to be a laborer is extended to me, I am no longer among the students that can, after school, say, I'm going to Lagos, I'm going to Port Harcourt, I'm going to Abuja. Now I am amongst the class of students that after school, the next thing is, God, where would you have me go? Because I've been enlisted in a vocation and the title for that vocation is a laborer. And there is a kingdom from above that channels my life to anywhere they want me to go. I do not have to necessarily have the required financial resources to prove that I've honored God. Let me ask you a question. Have you seen cases whereby somebody is walking? Those of you who are medicals, you understand what I'm saying. You start a walk with a medical, with an hospital, particularly government hospitals. I think this is much rampant. And you start the work with those hospitals 4, 5, 6, 7 months. They've not paid a dime. Talk to me now. But what happened? You stay there knowing fully well that they will pay. How much more? The issue we have is that we have not honestly raised men who are dead. When it comes to thought process like this, you begin to see the crowd hug you. No. That's extreme. It's actually extreme. It's a very serious matter. For instance, I cannot wake up one morning now and decide that for the next 2 months, I just want to go to France and also enjoy my life in Paris. Take salmon, take nice stuff. Let me enjoy my life and enjoy Christmas. Well, I cannot. Why? I am in the middle of an harvest. Destinies are at stake. Though I have the resources, but the resources is not the go ahead. Even the resources has to be under authority. So we are not serving that when we come to a point that we cannot decide. When God now bless me, I can decide. No. That's not where we are. How will a man like Bishop David Epo buy, I think, the third private jet? And then God now says, no movement from Nigeria till further notice. That's a man under authority. Are you following what I'm saying here? How can you enter this altitude and then survive? The foundation must be the desire to obey God, not the desire to get anything out of God. Once it is about getting anything out of God, you will relax once your hand touches it. Man by nature relaxes when he gets what he's convinced about the most. Are you following what I'm saying now? Meaning that I've become an offering that is poured out. That the next thing I'm set to obey is, what is the embassy saying? Where next? Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? Come on, do you understand? Let me raise it up again. Meaning that, if as a young lady, God has been speaking to you, I'm going to use you this for so and so and so in this country, I'm going to use you this. The next day after God gave that instruction, a young man start chatting you up from the United States and saying this, I'm so and so and so, you see the international number, and this, I got your number from so and so and so, I want to marry you, you are this, you are everything God has spoken about. The next question in your mind is, where? First, I have an assignment that is location bound. You understand what I'm saying? You know what happens in this situation? People sell off the assignment and believe what God said was for yesterday. There must be something new today. And they forget that somewhere in the middle of the fulfillment of that assignment, that place that looks like paradise to them becomes like a backyard where you can enter and come out without knowing that you have even spent a cupboard. But scarcely do we have people who endure the price. To the point that God can now trust them with all those things. What I'm saying, is it clear enough? This is the foundation of anyone that God entrusts anything serious on. He knows they are laborers, not hirelings. An hireling can run away when the work is no longer favoring him or her. A laborer stays. Because a laborer is passionate not just about the harvest, but about the Lord of the harvest. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you know what an hireling is? Somebody that there's no oath binding you and them to the work they are supposed to do. Nothing is binding, nothing. They have no sense of commitment to the assignment. Amen. Do you understand now? Lift your hands if you understand. I've come this far in you, Lord. Now my life is no longer at that point where I have the luxury of choosing many things like many other people. My life is poured out as an offering. Let me show you this scripture, popular scripture. Please project it. We're going to read it in different translations. Romans chapter number 12. I think there's this song I'm trying to remember by Theophilus Sunday, talking about being poured out to a deity or something like that. You know, who knows that song? I want us to sing that song. Is there anyone who knows song? Okay, if you don't. Okay, you do. Thank you. Can you help out with the mic?
I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. Spirit, consume me more and more. As I consume me more and more. Spirit, consume me more and more. As I consume me more and more. To a deity, now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own.
Can you join streams of life?
I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. Spirit, consume me more and more. As I consume me more and more. Spirit, consume me more and more. And I consume me more. Spirit, consume. Spirit, consume me more and more. And I consume me more and more.
I've been offered to a deity.
Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own.
Amen. Sit down. Sit down. Are you following what I'm saying? Please, sister. There is a place in following God that you lose access to making decisions for yourself alone. Do you know what it means for an Ihe Adeboye to have said, all I want to do with my life is to be a prof? Imagine the proportion of harvest that would have been wasted when a laborer decides not to become one and live for himself alone. That's the reason why people like the rich fool must not live long. Because the smallest way to live is for you alone. Are you following what I'm saying? I really want us to have time to talk God's word. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That you have come to that point. Now, there is something tied to your life. And God has been revealed to you in a way that the essence of continuity of this life is now to do his will. And it doesn't matter what I have to go through for that will to be established. I'm submitted to it. So when that is established in your life, that is when you can now say this is an opportunity. Until then, sincerely, you cannot tell what is an opportunity. At that level, job opening is not an opportunity. You have to know what is. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Sometimes I interview people and someone says, I want to go and do my master's outside. I say, where? He said, Canada or UK or America. These are countries. So in most cases, I found out that the desire of people is anything in Europe, anything outside Nigeria. These are, Canada is a country. UK, US, Poland, Turkey. Are you saying God is now so mindless that he doesn't mind anywhere you go amongst them? Are you following what I'm saying here? The higher we go in this God, the more limited our choices becomes. That's the truth. So now you don't have access to do it just like any other person is doing. Is that okay now? While it is important to have crowd and have bulk of people coming to church, have bulk of people serving God, have bulk of people doing all those things, you must understand that those things in themselves are not good news yet until we have more hands that are the hands of workers. I'm still going to go somewhere where I'm going to be talking to you now about what the laborer should do. So I'm going to go back to the things that kills revival. But until then, let me establish a few more things. Is that okay? Now, you've been blessed. I said, are you being blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Please, let me rephrase what I've said again. I am not saying anybody who is leaving Nigeria for another country is carnal. What I'm saying is the foundation for any decision we now make is not about our lives first. It is about the agenda of the kingdom. Sometimes God will allow a Moses go to Egypt to get the wisdom and the excellency of the palace, that he may now come back with the authority from that place and let his people go. Is that okay now? That if there is somebody who is also kept in the same slavery, the fellow may not be strong enough to bring them out. Sometimes he allows that. So in the race of destiny, understand the things that God affords you to do on the basis of his own grace, and understand the one that you cannot do on the basis of his assignment for you. These things come with sacrifices. They do. You think there are no time? There are times I wake up and I feel like, let me just leave this country for like 2 weeks. and chill. Take some pictures. Amsterdam. My cardigan. Muffler. Chilling Amsterdam. You will come on my Instagram and celebrate me. That's my papa. But you see, you don't use the crowd to rate your accuracy. Because everything blesses them as long as it is new. You don't use the crowd to rate your accuracy. Everything new edifies the soul. It edifies them. Are you following what I'm saying here? So what we use to rate it now is the degree of consistency with the intentions of God. This is why. This is why God needs to, He wants to bring you to a place of revelation of His person and His intentions for your life. He wants to bring you to that place. And you have to allow Him. This life of no study, no prayer, no personal study, not corporate, personal study. Many of you are opening the Bible fresh in every service. And when you close it now, it's closed again. All right, that lifestyle of no personal study, no personal prayer life, listen to plenty messages and do wow, 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 like siren. What it will give birth to is unstable noisemakers. People that they are plenty, they are loud, but God cannot trust the future of His move into their hands. Because already they have errors. They've heard different things from different ministers that they have not cross-checked. There's nothing checking. So myself and some of our friends and my wife, we drove out yesterday. So I guess when we're coming, I was playing a message. And the minister of God was ministering. Someone I respect. And he said something in that message. He said at some point, I'm just going to quote it because I'm not saying this so I can rubbish the person, but so I can just bring a correction with love. Is that okay now? And simplicity. Alright? So he was talking about a point in his ministry that the devil himself came to attack him. And he said the devil could not attack him because he was standing on authorized ground in obedience to an instruction that God has given to him. So that was going to pass. But no, it didn't pass. I remember there's a balance to that. Kenneth Hagin was speaking, right? I love Kenneth Hagin so much because as far as I'm concerned, he's one man I know that stood well in balance. No extremes. Alright? And I was speaking about the reason why men of God die young. And it says those who hang their security on their obedience. In the sense that they hang it on something they are doing or not doing. And it says that when men fail from those areas, they are not standing on the finished work of Christ. The moment they want to stand on the works of the flesh, you cannot perfect what Christ started with what you are doing. And when they deviate from that place, the days that their humanity speak, many of them die in those days. So I've learned that regardless of the walk I have with God and the things I'm able to do right, I am standing in the finished works of Christ. That's balance. So even when I'm obeying, I am not secure because I'm obeying. I am secure because there is a blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. My obedience cannot produce what that blood already produced. I do not have divine health because God said to come to Ibadan and I'm in Ibadan. I have divine health because by His stripes I have been made whole. Are you seeing that if we have people exposed to messages but are not Berean, we'll have loud heretic men. It is not my desire that you will listen to my message and not study the Bible. In fact, we will know that you are a man of God that God can trust when you don't mind being corrected as long as the truth is established. show me an error I've taught. I will humbly apologize and submit to the will of the truth. I love the body of Christ so much, I don't matter. Show me something I've said that is not right, and I will adjust it immediately and come out openly and tell you, you didn't call me. That I said something so and so and so time, and now I'm finding out this is wrong. We are talking about destinies here. Does it matter what my opinion is? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you being blessed? So when we no longer have men that are given to personal search of God, look at what scripture says in Psalms 42. Psalms chapter number 42. Psalms 42. Let's start from verse 1. Like, give me this scripture in Amplified. Give me this scripture in Amplified. Yeah. Alright. As the heart pants and longs for the water brooks, so I pant and long for you, O God. Verse 2. My inner self thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? At some point in my life, so in year 2010, I entered a major confusion. All right? I was pastoring people. But I entered a major confusion. And what was the confusion? Something just started speaking to me. I looked around. I looked at Christ Embassy. I looked at Redeem. I looked at Deeper Life. I didn't even know God was going to call me to church ministry. I looked at Winners. This one says, don't wear earrings. That one says, don't wear trousers. This one says, you can, but moderately. That one says, you can even relax your hair. This one says this. Honest question between me and God. God, I've started this work as a young pastor, but the people who put me in the midst of this work don't know. And myself, I'm still growing. I'll come to church, people will ask me questions, and they are looking up to me. I myself, I need answers. What is the qualification for heaven? Is it all these things? God, so I picked my Bible and I locked myself up in an Anglican church for 3 solid days. No food, no water. It took me years to know that when you do marathon, you do it with water. I didn't know. Thank God for preservation. Searching scriptures and, do we have men who can still go on fast for a scriptural answer that they need for their generation? What is the, what's the qualification? And I began to study the book of Romans, and I found out it is the grace of God. By grace have you been saved through faith. That's the qualification. Grace. And that same grace is not a license to uncleanliness. It's not a license to lasciviousness. In-depth study. As much as this thing may sound traditional, there are many people who have more than 1,000 tapes, but no study life. What you will find out is that they know how to say the big things, but they cannot lay them line upon lines, precept upon precept. There are people who would find houses, but no foundation. It is still coming down. It's just a matter of time. That's why you find out that when there is little wind of storms, these people begin to question everything they are talking about. They have loud, bogus things. They say, I'm poured out, I'm dead, I'm this, because they heard another preacher say it. But they've never been passed through the experience. They've never entered that in place of study. Do you get what I'm saying now? At some point, people have many things. You understand? People flatter God, but he can't be mocked. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. Are you following what I'm saying? So you can hear people say different things. How do I put this? I went somewhere to minister. And we're in the car. And we're playing a song by Theophilus, where he was saying, "So Lawrence, all your, and reap Nigeria for you. So Michael Ropo. So I was hearing the song for the first time. That was my first time. So it got to a point, says, "So Femi Lazarus." And then someone spoke beside me and said, "When will they mention my name in songs too?" So I knew, as long as this mentality remains, people don't rise this way. Because we are sold out for the agenda of the kingdom, not for personal accolade. This thing kills people. Not for initial gaga. Let me tell you something. My role in my generation is not to start a move. My role is to preserve the move by raising men. That's the reason why I teach this way. If I attempt to fireize this place, one, I don't have the strength for it. I don't. And scream out! Now you understand. I do not have. And that doesn't mean those who have the strength for it are wrong. We've been called to different purposes. And I recognize it. And you see, whenever I'm chanced to attend a meeting or to minister in a meeting with any one of them, what I do is that I teach. And then I bring them forward, scatter the place. The wood has been laid there. Bring the fire. And I'm secure enough to do that. Alright, but someone will say that, "Well, this man, we know you have this fire too. If we leave you alone here, there's going to be promotion." You see, understand something. In your calling, arrange the operation in context. Major on the major and minor on the minor. I'd rather teach. And when I see those that the flow is their major, I will do my own major, which is teaching, and not out of low self-esteem do the minor, because I want to prove. Is that okay now? Paul plant, Apollos waters. Who brings the increase? God. That's revival. And it fascinates me, really. Sometimes I look at Mike Oroko and he's saying those things and I'm saying, "Bro, where's this thing coming from? Are you for real?" And guess what? By the grace of God, we interact beyond social media. Alright? We have a personal, brother, friendship, relationship. People like this, if you sit with them one on one, you will not believe that they are the ones saying all those things. They don't even look like it. They don't talk like it. They don't act like it. It doesn't even look like they know it. So what happens when there is an anointing that teaches? What that means is the anointing upon your life operates as a teacher. You can't lay claims to where those things are coming from. They are from a source. Alright. Is somebody following me? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Say there's an anointing that teaches. There is. Listen. Let me tell you. Let me help you balance something. In every move of God, there are relationships that are necessary. Paul Barnabas relationship, necessary. Is that okay now? Paul Timothy relationship, necessary. You don't have to agree by principles. In the sense that I have major principles that I hold there. And they are my core values because they determine who I work with. On the basis of those core values that are also kingdom enshrined, there might be no intimate work. So there can be preservation to the things that I hold there. Particularly when I relate with people, you know, one thing about me is that an average person that relates with me believes that this person is too quiet. You can almost usurp over him. But below all those things, I have a rugged, unshakable foundation of some belief systems. Only moved by the word. On the basis of the core values God has established in me, and things I must guard and protect. There might be no intimacy, but there must be relationship for the sake of the agenda. So that in our own lifetime, we'll not have some that will go to Apollos and Paul. For the sake of the agenda, we must hold hands. All right. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me show you a few things quickly. Let me show you a few things. Few things. Can you sing that song again, Streams of Life? That song you were singing the other time. Very powerful songs of consecration. Sing it again.
I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered to a deity. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered. Now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. Spirit, consume me more and more. As I consume me more and more. Spirit, consume me more and more. As I consume me more and more.
Amen. All right. What you must understand is that we are not men with lips service. I think that's one of the problems of this generation. There are people who are saying things they don't know anything about. If you have been offered to that deity, if where he has placed you is to sweep the floor. You sweep it in tongues with so much understanding that this is service unto God. If you can't do that well, you can't be projected well. Are you following what I'm saying? There is a reason why God picks men from the place of service. Because that same heart is the heart required to survive lifting. The heart of service. So you never get to a point where it is about you. Are you following me? Now, I want to show you something. Whenever there is revival, there are three kinds of people that must be there. In every revival, for it to be complete, there are three kinds. If these three kinds of people are not there, there's a problem. And we can see that three kinds in the greatest revival that the world has not recovered from till date. Most of the revival the world has produced men, the Azusa Street and different forms of, have produced some men, produced some moves, but something happens, most of them always dies back. And I've showed to you that whenever there's revival, it comes with a wind of accusation. So it is important that the same way you are asking, Lord, let your fire fall. Let there be a move on this campus. Let them understand though, be mature. Let God fortify your heart. Because when it begins to bring the power and your heart is not large or strong, you will use that podium to kill those you should raise. Because they will hurt you. Please understand that. If you study the history of moves in the body of Christ, you will rather prefer to be rounded than to rush. Rounded, whole, entire, balanced, mature, solid. Three kinds of people were in the upper room. Number one, Acts chapter number 2 from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all. When you look at this day, you will think he's talking about the crowd. Not so. They were all with one accord in one place. Yes, continue. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Yes. And there appeared unto them clothing tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Continue. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation. Now you can begin to see the crowd here. So the people that the Bible said they, in that Acts 2 from verse 1 now, Acts 2:1, quickly. They were all with one accord. Does not describe the crowd. Revival does not start from the crowd. It doesn't start in the marketplace. It starts in the midst of disciples, devout disciples. So whenever there's going to be a move, number one, there must be men who have been trained, men who have been discipled. First category of people, disciples. How many of you have been, let me break it down in case somebody wants to argue against that. So let me speak argumentatively. How many of you have witnessed few occasions where the wildfire starts in the midst of people who have no understanding of scriptures? It becomes demonic. Have you been on campus before? Some set of people who are not living right life. Suddenly, start saying things that they heard God, this, confuse the whole, join different heads together. One was even going to bring scissors, was cutting heads of people in family house. I just came. I resumed family about a week before that time. I was in my own room. I've been hearing them shouting. I didn't go. And they said they should go and call me. Call! Femi Lazarus, and I saw a girl. Oh, my son. I said, I'm not your son. And then the Lord began to push my head. The Lord, when my neck was going to break, I laid down flat. I've fallen now. What will you do? And began to bring scissors, cutting hair, cutting people's hair. Before the fire comes, the wood must be set in order. It is not fire first. Wood first. It channels out the fire burns. Not air, not stubble. Wood. Are you following what I'm saying here? We were on campus as the president. I gave them an instruction. I was doing other things. were preparing for a crusade. I sent them to go. And then they went for the crusade. They went for, an outreach, evangelism, to invite people. It was an outreach. Publicity outreach. And while they were preparing for the outreach, I was in there. After the whole thing, they brought news and brought report. And said, Pastor, the Lord moved in our midst today. I said, really? He said, yes. The Lord did mighty things. I said, wow. Talk to me. What did the Lord do? And then began to talk about how that when they were starting, suddenly, say there was prophecy. And the first question I asked, hold on a minute, who was the first one? We can predict the accuracy of the content from the container. Who was the vessel? Says Sister So-so and so, okay. Tell me, what did the Lord say? And the fellow said, while they were going, they were praying. Then the sister began to, you know, the old jacking. I've told you, prophecy is not epilepsy. You don't have to be unconscious to bring words from heaven. If you met it as a pattern, please understand. If anything like that happened, let it be an activity of the Spirit. It is spectacular, not supernatural. Why is it that people are not falling here, scattering every chair and say, the Lord says. You can't do that here. We are hearing God. Have you seen churches that were going well and were scattered? Because they began to have men who can come at any time and break protocols in the middle of an excellent service and begin to say the Lord says something that is contrary to the spirit of the commission. I was in a meeting when somebody did like that and began to jack like that, and then the Lord says so and so person is going to die. That the time has come and nobody should weep. The fellow died. Because when the people don't have a revelation of God's word, they will perish like mere men. The fellow died. The sister was somebody that I gave punishment because she got pregnant out of wedlock on campus. The leader. And I said, the Lord said she was not pregnant. I was just testing her. How? Is pregnancy a microphone you test? Are you following what I'm saying here? So I look at the fellow. I said, you believe this? So I knew how he believed it. Because the Lord also first spoke about him. You are my servant. You have been serving me faithfully and diligently. Even when he knew he was not. So he had to believe all the rest. Because the devil first inflates your head. And when you are basking in that praise that is not from the Spirit, he can come in and attack the flock. Are you following what I'm saying? So number one, there must be what? The disciples. Devout men. Alright, I will just say a few things and some other time I will say more. I'm going to reteach this subject again, but when that time comes. The second category of people, Acts 2 verse 14, that must be in the middle of a revival for the revival to be complete. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Verse 15. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock. But this is that which was spoken by prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass. So the second category are the interpreters. Those who are not just basking in the euphoria that God came, those who understand the reason why he's showing up. The interpreters must be mature men. They are the ones who give direction to the fire that is already wild. Those who understand what God has said, prophecies. Those who have tied themselves with parchment. The things that God has said with the fathers. The things that God has said he will do. So that by the time God is now doing it, it is very easy for men to misunderstand it and get lost in the midst of abundance. So what the interpreter does is that the interpreter brings order. The interpreter brings maturity. The interpreter brings purpose to the fire. Fire is good, but it is wild. It can kill. What the interpreter does is that it gives its assignment. I'm going to give you basic examples so you can understand. So if there are things happening, are you following what I'm saying? If there are things happening, like all of a sudden some group of people praying in a place and the Holy Ghost start breaking out in their midst, and every time things are happening, people, before somebody opening scripture to read, people are already on the floor, scattering. What the normal people will do, may do, is to convert all the service to flows. You take it there, or you scatter here. And what happens? The purpose of God will not be bettered in their midst, though it's moving. Is it God moving? Yes. But it came for a purpose. So there is a need for mature men saying, hold on. While the presence is this strong in our service, have you forgotten that there are prophecies written concerning us in this fellowship, that God is going to come at so and so time and do so and so thing? What then happens? The interpreter brings perspective to it. The president begins to teach in the line of what God says he will do, because the spirit is on ground to fortify men in that order. So teaching becomes the wood. The presence becomes the fire. So you begin to tell men, I know you can feel the presence, you are under it, but please sit. Sit and listen to the word. Sometimes you go to meetings that are very prophetic, and if care is not taken, one prophecy can end your service. But that's not the intention of God. God is searching so and so, your house is so and so, your phone number is so and so, all to command a belief system. The reason why the fire was burning and the bush was not consumed, it's not so that will become a pattern or a template. It is so the attention of Moses can be gotten. The moment God got his attention, he was done with the fire. The next is the word. We are having something happening now over the climate of Nigeria. Young men and women receiving the baptism of the Spirit, right? And then manifesting, right? Powerful thing happening. Happening in the midst of disciples. Interpreters will now come. We have found out that every so-and-so number of years, there is a major move in this country. And it starts with young men. Every so-and-so years, there is also a wind of doctrine. Some of those young men are sifted. Because when an interpreter speaks, he also shows you the danger ahead. Those men were saying these guys are drunk. Peter stood up and said, no. We know that you are Jews, you are devout men. You must have read what the prophet Joel said. That he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, right? What you are seeing now is the fulfillment of that which Joel said. Don't marvel. Because they knew what Joel had said, it was easy for them to understand. But that would never have happened. The harvest of that day would never have happened. Except there's a man who... So it means that while the rest were waiting for the Holy Ghost to come, somebody was waiting in respect to what Joel said. Somebody was waiting with a revelation of that at the bank, as a backdrop. They all prayed, but somebody was praying from a revelation. And if you look at the life of Peter, he has the track record of that. He was the one who said also in Matthew 16 that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He has that track record of knowing what scriptures are said ahead. And that's why God came to him and said, this same Peter, you that know all these things, kill it now. Should you not know that though this thing may start with disciples, the purpose is that he gets to the crowd. You see, but there is still a set of people after the interpreters. Acts 2 verse 40. With many other words, did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Yes. And they gladly received his word and were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They received the word. They were baptized. And that same day, they received how many souls? 3,000 souls. So what happened here? One man interpreted what 120 men waited for. But some men baptized the 3,000 men. And they were nameless. They were faceless. That's the next category of people that must be in every revival. Those whose name and face will not be known. But yet, the harvest, the laborers over the harvest. This is where we have issues. This is where we usually have issues. Amen. Let me give you the order again. 120 people were waiting, right? Trusting God to move, right? He moved amongst them. The crowd heard the noise. One person stood out, interpreted what was happening. Please, it is not enough to say these things. We need men of wisdom who understands what it means. Let me give you an instance. One of the reasons why, till now, I don't allow anybody to define me. I don't. Is because whatever it is you are seeing now is a phase of my assignment. And because I have fellowship with God to see a glimpse of what is raising me for, I'm not done being raised. What is raising me for in my generation? I need two things. Number one, who are the template? Who are those doing that kind? What are they doing? Or what are they not doing that I'm doing? I'm going to give you one. I won't give you more, but just give you one. Number one, the kind of things that God is chiseling me out for. The men who are doing it. When there's a national matter, they'd rather pray than talk on social media. But like Moses, I'm still at the phase where I can go out and kill some of the Egyptians. I'm not saying killing now. When there's answers, I can go on Facebook and say, this is bad, we condemn it. I understand the phase. And I also know if I continue like that, I will not become what God wants me for. Because the face that I am accommodates it. But that face, whatever it is I say, it becomes a news. So I cannot. I'd rather be quiet. And what will happen? Misunderstanding. Why is he quiet? If he speaks, they will listen. What must be happening now? Preparation of the heart. Leave the rest. Don't hang around careless people. One of the ways you know careless people is that they label you by what they can see. You are like an elephant. If somebody touch your ears, they will say it's a fan. If they touch your body, they will say it's a wall. If they touch the trunk, they say it's a trumpet. Wait till you have embodied all, at least in vision, what God wants to do with your life. Don't let anybody look at you and say, this is an apostle. Oh, this is a psalmist. Oh, no. They speak according to what they've seen. You are wearing different colors of coats. If you come the night we are having those vigils we have online, you say, this man, my God, ancient prophet. You come in Bible study, he's a teacher. You come when I'm outside, he's an apostle. What is he? He is all that God wants him to be. Different path will show when there is a call for them. You don't have the total picture. Keep quiet. He's a man of God. Celebrate him and leave him as that. Say, this man, is he a pastor? Yes, he's a pastor. Is he a teacher? He's a teacher. Is he an apostle? He is. Is he a prophet? What is he? Man of God. Because you can wear coat of many colors. Somebody saw me recently and said, then when you were going out, you were struggling to do flows. I said, you don't know what God has loaded in this young man. And you've not been patient enough to even attend any of the meetings. Then you'll understand that there is something that accompanies my operation. It's the presence. You see me struggle here for the glory of God to fill this place. All I have to do is yield. But that's just a part. The major part is to teach you and raise you with the word. So, most of my investment must go to that major part. What I'm saying, are you understanding? Are you understanding it? I will be interpreting wrongly if, because of the things happening in international ministers training, I come during Bible study and I just say, you take it there. No. That's not the major. Yeah, sit down. All right. We can teach to a point that the glory now fills this place and everybody's under that cloud. You see, but this is the major. Never hang around careless people who throw words around anyhow. And you too, don't be careless. One of the fundamental ways to be careless is to lack staying power in God's presence. To allow Him show you to you. You are bigger than what can be defined in these few years of your life. There's a lot you have not even seen. Has not even manifested yet. You don't even know you will have it. When Apostle Selman started, was a pure apostle. Later I began to see the prophetic. Later I will call names. Accurate. He's still adding wood. Are you following me? I have to close. Okay. So there are the hidden workers. Some people call them the nameless and the fameless and the faceless. Well, one of the reasons why sometimes I'm careful about using those words is that the mistake our generation makes is that the interpreter cannot be nameless and faceless. And sometimes out of zeal, those who should be interpreters are the ones saying I'm nameless and faceless. They destroy the agenda. Balance. Say it. Balance. Say it again. Balance. Listen to me. Listen. People have mimicked me now. But listen. Alright? That people are speaking doesn't mean you should talk. Don't be under pressure. What is raining now? Nameless, faceless. You too, nameless, faceless. And you go back to your prayer room and say, God has said I will take His worship oil to nations of the earth. As nameless and faceless. Keep quiet. Understand the agenda. Don't just talk. And when they are saying it, now, let me say this to you. One of the revelations that I know God wants me to, through my life and teaching, show my generation is that for the move to be complete, there is a need for the church to hold the spindle of wealth. I've been mocked. I've been criticized for talking about the fact that prosperity of the church is a form of revival also. But it doesn't change anything. It can't intimidate me to keep quiet. We didn't come out of the kitchen to do what we are doing now. We stayed some years in a cave. And we are still there. We just come out. This is the agenda. And run back. Are you following what I'm saying? So you might be speaking and you are putting scriptural things. I can know you are wrong and I keep quiet. But I speak to those I've been sent to. somebody can come and say, why are they talking about prosperity? Why are they talking about wealth? Well, is that what is left now? You see, that fellow knows a part. So the reason why God can't trust many people is that even the things they say they know and they are hearing from God, they are not sure. They are saying anything that looks right. They have no personal encounter with God. Where they now, the things that they hold there, their confession, are things that are found on scriptures and revelation of God's agenda for their lives. Now, someone can say, why are they holding international ministers training? Why ministers training? Why ministers this? All right. You get to hear. Because that's the agenda. That's the instruction for my life. You will not see me call a concert. I've not been called to raise an army of worshippers. That doesn't mean the one who is calling it is wrong. What do you see me do? Discipleship meetings, ministers training, equipping, retreat. And when you come for the retreat, I may not tell you to pray 6 hours stretch, except there is a day that we now call prayer meeting. Your assignment is what dictates your activity. Are you following me? All right. Let me leave it there. I would have loved to quickly mention, since I'm wrapping up this topic, let me quickly mention three major hindrances to the move of God when there's revival. One of them is the spirit of error. When there is revival, three major hindrances, the spirit of error. And this error that I'm talking about is from extremes. Men who overstretch out of zeal, out of whatever extremes, spirit of error. If the devil can't stop the move from happening, when it happens, he will want to counterfeit it by either making your understanding inadequate. By making it inadequate, either by stretching or by taking away. The most difficult thing for people most times is not even bringing the revival down. It is staying in the balance. So check. Some of the things that we mock. So much to teach at the time. Now, look up. For anything to become a building template in the body of Christ. Don't forget that the body of Christ is a body of truth that has laid lines upon lines, precept upon precept. Is that okay now? Revelation from Pentecost till date. We are gradually being exposed to revelation. For anything to be generally accepted, the only thing that is accepted in the body of Christ generally is salvation. Every other thing, even the salvation, some believe it is eternal, some believe it is temporal, alright? And all that. Every other thing are still under debate. So for anything, for it become things that people believe, for instance, people believe in Nigeria, or some people believe in financial prosperity. Before it will even get to a point where the majority of God's children believe in it, it must at least been exposed at least 5 times. 5 times in the sense that 5 different individuals must have come having that revelation as the core of the assignment. The first person, most times, are not accurate because there is no pattern. It is when God now raised several across different times, sometimes when it's an urgent matter, the 5 can be in the same generation at once. But it is important that they bring the body of truth together because we receive in part. I know what I'm saying. You don't have to understand why I see that, but if you listen again, you'll understand. There has to be, for Nigeria generally as a people, to believe prosperity is true, there has to be the release of an Idahosa. There has to be the release of an Oyedepo. There has to be the release of a Olumide Emmanuel. And even at that, people are still struggling to believe. It takes God time to establish a building block. It takes time. And the people who are dragging it, who are not making it possible, it is still some liberals who are raising them too. So the question is, what kind of men are we raising? The one that will make the work of the kingdom drag? Or let me say this to you. If you want to build properly in your generation, never give men an impression that what you are saying is higher than the standard of scriptures. Always refer them to go back and search. Are you following what I'm saying? Error. The devil fights the move of God with the spirit of error. Let me give you one more then. I leave you. The second one is a very serious one. And that's the fact that some of those who are thirsty and hungry for the move to start lack personal consecration. Lack of consecration. They can't pay the price for what they are asking for. You provide fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit.
You provide the spirit.
I will open up.
I will open up inside.
You provide the fire.
You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice.
You provide the spirit.
Yeah. I will open up inside.
Fill me up.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up.
Fill me up, God.
Fill me up.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Amen. Listen to me. This thing we call the agenda of God. This thing we call the agenda of God. Hear me. When men begin to carry it and begin to become a threat to the kingdom of darkness, the devil will attack them, not at the level of their strength, but at the level of the threat that what they are carrying poses to him. A man that builds his house on the rock then must be a man that is established on core values, practices of the kingdom that he cannot be shaken from. Let me say this to you. When men who don't have prayer and study life already activated sex comes to such height, they will land in immorality. As you rise, you will know that prayer is not just an attempt to get you closer to God. That's your lifeline. You will begin to lust and have tendencies for pride, arrogance, or many things when you no longer pray. It will start gradually. You will just notice that everything in skirt is now catching your attention. Yet the fire is burning. But you will also know that that same thing can die if you lock yourself up for 6 hours like a pitoka. And you come out a new man. What does that tell you? Make that practice daily. Make it daily now. Find a way to establish it now. So having gone up, you are not thrown down. Whatever it is that brings men down from the top does not jump to meet them. It crawled with them. So people begin to talk about things that they don't have the personal devotion to sustain. So what happens? The devil will fatten them up for the kill. He knows. Let them bring anything they are bringing up. By the time he brings them alone down, everyone who has believed in what they've said will be discouraged. Do you understand what I'm saying? Talk about anything. Talk. Make your noise. Make your this. He knows. Don't stop it though. All this thing he has done for 40 years, let it be at the end of his life. There is now the revelation of all those things. He has the custom of sleeping with girls. This. Everyone who has once believed now said, is it really worth it? And much more, those who will yet believe will now say, why should we? Why should we waste our time? The same way in the death of Samson, in that day that he died, he killed more people than he has ever done. In their falling, the devil will destroy more people than the ever raised. Are you following what I'm saying? The devil doesn't keep secrets for anyone. He waits for the perfect day to unveil. He doesn't. The third thing I would have loved to talk about is imbalance, but that's a subject for another day. Imbalance. This one is not necessarily extreme, but people are just not balanced. They are not staying in the middle of everything that God's word says. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lack of consecration. No devotion to God. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes the ministry is growing and it's growing. The man is applying strategies. They are working. He's applying this. They are working. The devil knows. As long as he's not praying, he doesn't have study life, give him so and so number of years. Though there are things in the air that automates the falling of a man that is not in touch with God. A man that is not in touch with God is falling, is automated. It's automatic. There are heights. When he gets there, he will just know that, no. Nobody can pass this height. There are gatekeepers of those heights. That the legal tender is consistent track record. Consistent track record. You cannot build in 3 days. The track record cry for 3 years. Consistent. At that point, God will not use emergency soldiers. If he uses you, be afraid. So you need to ask, am I a battle axe or the jawbone of an ass? The one that when you have done using to kill 1,000, you throw it away. It has worked, but they are gone. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you understanding it at all? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Daily. Daily. And that is what Peter recognized in Acts 6. He said, it's not a reason for us to leave the world and serve at tables, but we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Everything else can be delegated. The only thing that can be delegated is my personal fire. That's where I'm burning from. Regardless of how much people are gathering, learn to disperse the crowd and go to the mountain alone. This was the lifestyle of Jesus. These white girls were flocking around him, and yet there was no track record of any scandal. Pray. If you are not praying, you will soon become a prey. It's not a quote. It's the reality. Everyone who was not praying in their lifetime but doing big things thought there will be a system to survive. But history has shown us it is lie. It is not true. People who thought that there is another way out. There are levels of wisdom required. It takes being powered to produce them. And that empowerment is in prayer. When you get there, you can't give what you don't have because you have not stayed with God. It's like a student that understands geography, understands agriculture and all those things. Writing WAEC for saying math is no longer necessary. You'll have to know that it doesn't matter what you pass. If you don't pass this, you are coming back again. This is a prerequisite. Prayer. Daily Christianity. Is that okay now? Is this a good time for us to rise and pray and tell God, I receive your help. I receive your help. I receive your help, Lord. I receive your help. O Shaka Benekedi Shahai Alakadej. Please, why not to make this prayer heartfelt? Don't act like it is already there. Make it heartfelt. Make it heartfelt. Make it heartfelt. If you notice that area is not established, ask God, help me. Shaka Bela Teka Tish. Segele boku brafa di kaya tish. Zeke te 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 te. Please pray.
The weight of your glory cover. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign on high. Let the way of your glory.
Amen. Amen. Sincerely, the summary of all the things I've said to you today, both the ones you have seen by observation and the ones you have listened to, is to go back to the place of one-on-one contact. Do you get what I'm saying? For God to present a man to a generation, the man must have stayed with him and is still staying. There are wisdom requirements, both of positioning, of posture, of activity, and many things. That it doesn't matter how passionate you are, as long as there is that missing link of staying with God, you cannot do it. You cannot. That's why I want you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. I don't want to become a victim. Help me. Help me. Please pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Taking so much of your time, let me pray for you. I hope that you spend time and you listen to this again, right? Will you? All right. Did I give a topic? Did I? All right. Understanding the balance of revival. Give it that topic. Still under after revival, what next? Let me pray for you. Father, I ask, help your children. I rebuke the hands of the devil from your destiny. Every force, and I've said they can go and serve God, but they can't go too far. I rebuke those forces. I ask that someone here finds help. I ask that your prayer altar receives revival. I ask that you begin to know what to do. No confusion. Receive supernatural help. In the name of Jesus. I ask that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will rest on somebody here. From today, you know what to believe. You know what not to. You know what to do. You know what not to. You empower to do the right things. You are discouraged from the wrong things. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big, 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 big hand. Come on. Is that how you do it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we bless you, Father. Has someone been blessed tonight? If you have been blessed, give the Lord a big hand again. Come on. Hallelujah.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word.
be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.